But he says that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. For if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Now here's a great promise. If you're endeavoring to do the will of the Father, if you're endeavoring to perform the Father's plan and purpose in your life, and you encounter reproach, you encounter criticism, you encounter hostility, he said, you can claim the Spirit of glory and of God to rest upon you. But now how many know, have you noticed these things don't automatically happen? Has it occurred to you that you know, you've gone through a trial or two without glory? Well, you know what? You have to believe this. You have to believe it's God's will for the Spirit of God and the Spirit of glory to rest upon you in these trials.